He does say mirror in the bathroom, but that was a stretch for this show. I'll admit it.
That was a stretch.
Rosie looks like a deer in headlights.
That was, I didn't even know if I was at the right station.
Did you hear the lyrics, though? It's perfect. It says mirror in the bathroom, but I...
Rosie doesn't listen to lyrics at that tempo. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's not just a stretch for this show. That's a stretch for any show.
I saw your eyes and knew that was a mistake.
All right. So hey, I guess, Jennifer, we've been driving some phone calls based on my comment.
Sometimes your loosey-goosey ways kind of get to people. So, yeah, just make sure when you're doing mirror removal that you are wearing a lot of protective gear and clothing. A couple of people said be sure you got on goggles.
Okay.
You mentioned the gloves.
Yes.
You know, long sleeve shirts, maybe even a flannel, a couple flannel shirts, long jeans.
Armor-proof clothing.
Yes, because, you know, I could be really
wicked. Because
what if it breaks? Yeah, you're in trouble.
It never breaks clean.
No. And, you know, Mike on line four has a tip, actually, for getting it off without sticking your arm behind there.
You know, and I know I've lost a lot of mirrors doing it my way, but just recently I did like two huge mirrors and I saved them. I thought, well, this, I'm finally getting it. But Mike says I'm not getting it.
Why don't you see what he's got?
Okay, let's bring Mike into the conversation. He might have a better way of taking down big mirrors than I do. Mike, thanks for calling. What's your tip, my friend?
Okay, well, like I said, when you were talking about sticking your arm, I don't think I have an employee that I could get to stick their arm behind a mirror when we take it off. I think they would look at me and then just walk away. So if you've got somebody that will stick his arms out, I'll hire him.
That's the way I do it. Anyway, okay. What's your tip?
Okay. Well, like I was telling Jennifer, you got to make sure you have the right clothing, because if you just wear glasses, when that mirror pops, it's going to send shards of little tiny pieces of glass in your direction. So you got to wear goggles, hat, a couple flannel shirts, make sure you're wearing pants. The other thing is that you need, depending on the size of the mirror, you have to have a suction cup. You should never remove glass without a suction cup. So if it's a large mirror, takes two people, two suction cups. I think you can rent those suction cups at your big box store, if I'm not mistaken. The other thing is you need a bundle of 12-inch cedar shims.
Okay.
And a roll of 4-inch blue 3M tape.
Okay.
And what you do is you take three shims and you make a wedge. You may need to make four or five or six, depending on the size of the mirror.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm liking the direction this is going. Yeah, I like this.
So you put your suction cups on your mirror where you can easily grab it once it starts to fall from the wall, one or two cups. Then you take the blue tape, and I use the 4-inch because it covers more area, and you put that all over the mirror in case it breaks.
I like that.
You know, 6-inch pieces. When you're at Home Depot, they always have damaged drywall. So always buy it and have them cut it to size so you can put it on top of your countertop. So if a piece falls out, doesn't go into your cultured marble and put a nice little ding in it.
I'm loving it. So, okay.
You're loving it? Okay. You take your 6-inch drywall knife and you gently find where the little glue blobs are. And you can do that when you push the knife behind it. You'll know exactly where they are. Then you take your stud finder, find your studs, and you put those wedges where the studs are.
Got it.
And what you're going to do is you're going to tap, because you never want to put metal and use metal to pry any type of piece of glass, and
no,
you tap those wedges down until the mirror starts to move.
Okay.
When it does, you put another wedge where the little globs are not, because you want that wedge to fall all the way down to the bottom of the mirror.
Okay, all right.
You keep tapping from left to right as the mirror starts coming off, and you're going to hear some, which is the dry paper coming off the drywall.
Yes.
And you just keep working it down. If you need a bigger wedge, you know, if you get that wedge all the way down to the glass, you just make a bigger one, slide that one out, you know, put four or five wedges depending on the height of the mirror.
And Mike,
and eventually that mirror will pop right off. Okay. All the glue will be on the mirror.
And you and I don't know each other, right?
No, but I've been listening for you for 12 years. I'm standing over in Home Depot right now, and Tim's doing an excellent job trying to find some rollers. There's some patio sliders I'm trying to fix.
And you're a remodeling contractor?
Yes, I've been in business in Tucson for 35 years.
Okay, and so what's the name of your company?
It's Effing Custom Remodeling, and yes, that is my last name.
Effing.
Yes, EFFING.
Okay.
Just like it's out.
All right. Well, Mike, we appreciate you listening.
The only time it doesn't work, and we have houses around the U of A that have plastered walls.
Yes.
Cement-based walls.
Yes,
It will not work on that unless the plaster actually cracks and breaks off.
Yeah, all right. Well, Mike, we appreciate it. Mike from Effing Home Improvements down in Tucson, a listener for 12 years, corrected me on he's still having to put his arm back behind the mirror, right? Am I right, Mike? He's still having to do that. But he is doing it in a more calculated way than I have habitually done it. I'm kind of a more get it in and grunt it out kind of guy. I like his finesse style.
I worked on glass for, 4 years up in Seattle. And
yeah.
His way is the right way.
Okay.
I never had the patience to do all that. I wanted that out of there because I had to get work done.
Okay. So this is how we have become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. A lot of the tips and the information and the expert advice I've accumulated over the years comes from guys just like Mike Effing in Tucson, home improvement contractors that listen to the show regularly and say, Rosie, there's an easier way to do that. I'll never forget the first time I had a call. A guy was telling me, hey, I can tell you how to fix a pocket door while still in the pocket. That was experiencing level. All right, Rosie Nash, stay tuned. We're talking solar in the next hour. You've got to stay tuned. This is going to be a great hour on solar information.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.